And I think that realization, and it was every single violence intervention effort that I am aware of around the country took on those additional roles, again, out of necessity, out of importance to the community. But I think that that speaks to the fact that intervening in violence isn't just about bad people doing bad things. These are issues that are much deeper and tied to financial and economic insecurity, instability, the lack of basic needs or basic need fulfillment, rather, in these communities, the amount of deprivation that exists in the communities where violence is high. And so, again, I think that's really important because we were talking about what kind of policies are needed to address the violence. We can't ignore the fact that there is such deprivation and scarcity and instability and insecurity in these communities. And this all speaks to why utilizing police as the response is misguided, because you're talking about these complexities of poverty, of trauma over the course of a lifetime, but also generational trauma, and the lack of support to thrive and live healthy lives in these communities. So we need to be addressing those pieces in order to address the violence.